producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
So the question asked here, of course, is about the hypnotic process, about asking leading questions, etc., etc. Now, it sounds to me, Kathleen Martin, as if you have to be really, really circumspect in questioning someone who's under hypnosis, because the slightest misstep, and you can cause them to confabulate entire segments of their experience to something other than what it is. Now, I gather here you have to undergo extensive training to be able to do this, right?
Yes, absolutely. You have to have a very good knowledge of psychology and human behavior. You also have to have specialized training in forensic hypnosis, because it's forensic hypnosis that trains you to use this form of hypnosis. When hypnosis was admissible in a court of law, it was the only type of hypnosis that was admissible. And that's why I felt that was so important, knowing how easy it is to induce people to confabulate an experience. I've undergone hypnosis before, and I know when the hypnotist is asking leading questions. And I have been asked leading questions, and it made me really angry, I have to tell you, that an individual would ask leading questions like that. You don't get as much information, but the quality of the information, I believe, is better. And something else that I have to tell you is that those of us who work in this field also withhold some information from the general public, so that if we hear this information being discussed or being brought forth, then it gives us an indication that this experience might be real. But for me, the important thing is to have two individuals who have undergone the same experience and who have amnesia for part of that experience, so that I can compare what they say. Dr. Simon did this with Betty and Barney Hill. Walter Webb wrote about this in his book, The Buff Ledge Abductions, where he actually did a probability ratio based upon the percentage of information that correlated between the two subjects who both had amnesia for the abduction itself. I think that's very, very important, because we really need to look at the evidence. When you have individuals who are undergoing hypnosis, say they're wannabes, say that they might not have really had an experience, there's a lot of available on the market. There's a lot available on the internet. You listen to radio programs. The market is flooded with books. And if you want to confabulate an experience because you want to fit into that experiencer group, you can certainly do that under hypnosis. I mean, you can lie under hypnosis as easily as you can in real life or when you're not in hypnosis. But there is something that you can state, if you're a forensic hypnotist, to that individual. And you can tell them that they can only speak about those events that really happened. And if they start to add something that didn't really happen, then they will not be able to speak. So that's just one little trick that hypnotists might use under forensic hypnosis.
Yeah. Well, one thing that really surprised me set me back in my chair a bit is when asked, Dr. Jacobs, or David Jacobs, but Jacobs said, oh, no, I've never had any. I took, an afternoon, I think, what do you say, Gene, an afternoon or a weekend workshop, and I watched Bud Hopkins for a couple of years. and that was his training. And he very, rather cavalier manner, I must say, said, oh, yeah, I ask leading questions all the time to see if they'll fall for it. And to me, that just smacks of amateurism. It smacks of somebody that really does not know what they're doing and especially doesn't have the methodology of how to do it. And that's a double whammy that's very difficult to surmount.
Well, in training for forensic hypnosis, you are instructed to ask a question to determine how likely the individual is to confabulate. So you could ask a question or two that might be a little leading where you would get an incorrect answer and know that you're getting that incorrect answer, just to test that individual. But I do think that certainly training and certification is extremely important, and I have the greatest amount of respect for those hypnotherapists who are also licensed mental health therapists in the state that they work in, because they have an extensive knowledge of human psychology and also of the proper use of hypnosis. And also, I have to tell you, if you take formal training in hypnosis, you will be taught that you should never hypnotize anyone over the telephone or via Skype.
Okay, I wanted to emphasize that. Well, part of it also I would see is, how do you observe what the person is doing? How do you know they're not just goofing on you?
Well, it's very, very important that you observe the person. You need to look at their body language, at their facial expressions, because if you are bringing up very troubling memories, you want to exert a lot of control over that individual. If that individual has a really hard time with a particular moment while they're under hypnosis,
how are you going to deal with that if you're on the phone?
That's my point exactly. And that is why we were taught, when we underwent formal training and many, many hours of formal training and many hours of practice, we were taught that you never do this unless the person is in the same room with you. It brings back memories of Barney Hill when he was under hypnosis with Dr. Simon, and he was standing in the field, and he didn't want to go on. He did not want to remember any more of this, and Dr. Simon was forcing him. Barney actually got up out of his chair and tried to run away. What happens if you have somebody on the telephone or someone in Skype and that person wants to run and jump out of the window of their apartment?
How do you run out in front of traffic?
How do you do that? Also, you can lose a telephone connection. You can lose a Skype connection. And an untrained hypnotist might tell you that, oh, well, people wake up anyway eventually. Well, that's true. They will come out of hypnosis, but it's very important not to leave a person traumatized or troubled or experiencing a high level of anxiety. Something else you have to do is you have to do an assessment of risk on anyone before they undergo hypnosis, because if that person has a pre-existing psychiatric condition, then that hypnosis session can exacerbate that condition, and that individual can experience more anxiety or even go into the full-blown illness that could result in hospitalization in a psychiatric hospital. So you want to be very, very careful when you work with experiences. Extremely important.
So you could maybe make matters worse than they already are this way, if you don't follow proper procedure. So that means, for example, if somebody lives 8,000 miles away from you and needs your help, you can't hypnotize them on the phone. I suppose what you could do is have a hypnotist in their area come to them, perform the sessions, and maybe consult with them to see what's going on and maybe have the material you want asked under this session, but you're making a very interesting point here. We have Kathleen Martin with Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on this special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there's The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves, but this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at disappearingdollar.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingdollar.com. Again, that's disappearingdollar.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
So the thing that you're telling us here, Kathleen Martin, is that this has to be done carefully. The process is delicate. You can't be cavalier about hypnotizing people because you could cause more damage than is already present. Is that correct?
That is absolutely true. And there was a huge backlash against the use of hypnosis back about 20 years ago. And it was because there were so many amateurs who, investigators who decided that they would try hypnosis on individuals. And in some instances, they left those individuals traumatized. And it was very, very bad. They wanted to extract information, but they didn't care for that individual emotionally. They left them without support. And it was really a terrible time. And not only that, they might have left them with an event that never really happened, because they might have been feeding information to that experiencer as an authority figure themselves. And the experiencer might have been attempting to please them, or they might have been led into an experience that they never had.
Well, that really brings up an interesting point that is not really addressed very much in this particular corner of the field, and that is the motivation of the researcher. I really have a suspicion that if the researcher's motivation isn't pure and isn't centered and grounded around the concept of helping somebody deal with traumatic experiences and with trauma, mental and emotional trauma, if they're there looking, data mining, and looking for more data to support whatever conclusion, I think that, you know, there's a big difference between being there to help somebody and being there to find out information. And if your patient or your individual, your experiencer, isn't their mental health and emotional health isn't the number one priority for the researcher, then they are in the wrong, as far as I'm concerned. And this is something that you don't hear people talk about very much, is the actual motivation for people like a Jacobs or a Hopkins or yourself or Leo. If your motivation has anything to do with something other than helping somebody get through a very, very emotional and traumatic series of events or event, then you should be in another line of work. At least that's my opinion.
Well, you know, I agree with you on that, because the experiencer's emotional well-being should be the number one priority. Certainly, you know, a lot of researchers many years ago particularly were looking for information. And a lot of people were harmed in those days as well. But we generally pretty much have that information now. You know, as David Jacobs says, and he told me this, he doesn't know why he continues to do it, because everybody tells him the same story. They're giving him the same information over and over again. And that occurs when you have hypnotized enough individuals that you know, the information is pretty much the same.
Of course, we have to wonder here how much of that information is accurate. The other question I have here is the sharing of information, where one abductee talks to another. And David Jacobs has these workshops where abductees get together and share experiences. Now, there are two questions here that occur to me. One is there a danger then of contaminating someone else's recollection, or is it really something that helps in terms of allowing a person to maybe feel better about what they're doing and therefore helps them? But the other thing, of course, is it's not like a jury, where with a jury you will tell them for a period of time while the case is being considered, don't look to outside influences. How do you do that with abductees?
Well, it depends upon your motivation in doing this. I strongly believe that support groups are important for experiencers, because the majority of experiencers are experiencing some level of trauma, and it really helps to be able to speak about this, to work through these emotions with other people who can understand and have experienced the same kind of thing. But for the most part, people are talking about their emotions, their response to what has happened to them, and looking for support. Certainly, if you get into all of the details of what has occurred, then you can't then do an investigation on that person's case. You have two sides here. You have the investigative end, where you're looking for evidence, and you have the other side, where individuals need support. You should have collected that evidence first, and that's what we do at MUFON when we do an investigation. People contact the experience or research team, which is sort of like a triage unit. I'm MUFON's director of experience or research, and the people on my team speak with these individuals. They've already taken a questionnaire to determine what they have in common with other experiencers.
So it's a two-step process here. First, learn what's going on, and then after you get the information that you feel you can get, then maybe it's appropriate for them to commiserate with each other.
Yes, well, we act as a triage team where we help people to determine what is the best route for them to take. Do they have evidence? Do they want to have an investigation of their case? Or are they merely looking for support? And so people are able to choose what they want. But if they're already going to a support group, and they have done that for a long period of time, then certainly we can't go back and do an investigation of their case because their information might be contaminated. But something that I do when I work with experiencers in the workshops that I give is to teach them how to collect their evidence in order to determine for themselves if this is real. And you know, there are probably thousands of people, or maybe millions of people, who believe they've had these experiences. And so it's very difficult. But the starting point is to look for evidence. Is this just a dream? Is this a hypnagogic, a hypnopompic hallucination? Or is this something that is real? Is it something that is occurring over and over again? Have you found fluorescence on your skin? Do you have specific types of marks on your skin that you can photograph and send to members of our team to look at to help you determine whether or not your markings are consistent with the markings that we see on other experiencers? And do you have conscious continuous recall?
We have questions coming from our listeners, too, of Kathleen Martin. More to come with Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hi, I'm Rick Ostick with Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? And that's why we support the March of Dimes in the fight against premature birth. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment programs, and outreach to help moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Learn how you can help save babies' lives at marchofdimes.org.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people,
Use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to InvasionStopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to InvasionStopper.com now. That's InvasionStopper.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is Micah Hanks of the Gray Alien Report, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Kathleen Martin, abduction investigator for MUFON, joining us on the Paracast this week. So, Kathleen, is there a formal set of guidelines for would-be abduction researchers who want to get involved in this?
We have not written a formal set of guidelines for researchers who want to get involved in ET contact cases. It takes many years of training in the Mutual UFO Network in order to be on my team. I require individuals to have a great deal of knowledge, have done a great deal of reading. Some members of my team are experiencers. Some members of my team are hypnotherapists, but they're not working with the individuals that we talk to. Also, they have to be experienced MUFON field investigators, which means that they have to have undergone extensive training. And in addition to this training, they've had to undergo a background security check. I want to know that individuals have caring for other individuals and some knowledge of psychology as well. We have a retired psychotherapist on our team. We have a retired medical doctor. We have two practicing hypnotherapists. We have other individuals who are kind, caring individuals who are knowledgeable about this field.
Chris, we have some listener questions we should get to now. Would you start with those, please?
Since we're talking about experiencer groups, this is a question from Mulvaney, who's been a poster since 2012 at forum.theparacast.com, where in our question bank, our listeners are able to ask our guests their particular questions. And this is a good one. I have heard this from individuals that if you have an interest in the phenomenon, chances are you're an abductee. And that's what Mulvaney wants to know. Do you believe as has been said at some experiencer groups, that interest in the phenomenon may well indicate you have hidden memories.
I don't agree with that. People can be very interested in a number of different things. It doesn't mean that they have participated in that experience. However, there are people who seem obsessed with this. And those people who have this kind of obsession, this nagging obsession, these recurring dreams, maybe multiple UFO sightings, I would say there's a probably a pretty good chance that they've had their own experiences.
This one comes from our good friend Randall up in Calgary, Alberta, ufology, who has just recently passed the 6,300 post mark.
he does not get a free Apple Watch. I'm sorry about that.
Okay. Randall's one of our more hard-boiled realist about all this, and he's convinced that it's all real, but to what degree is still open in his mind. And his question is, I'm assuming that you believe an alien abduction is objectively real and not merely some psychological manifestation. If that assumption is incorrect, please elaborate on your actual position. Otherwise, what specific key examples of physical evidence in your research has impressed you the most and led you to believe that this is all real? And he goes on to say, I'm not aware of any direct or relatively objective evidence in the abduction field, something equivalent to a radar track. He says alleged implants aren't direct evidence, neither is hypnosis assisted recall, neither drawings like star maps are not, neither is alleged trace evidence, although I disagree with that one. Is there anything that he's missing?
I disagree with some of what he has said.
Yeah, me too.
The case that was most impressive to me was that of Betty and Barney Hill. And, of course, I'm their niece. I was 13 when it occurred. I was there. At the very beginning, I saw the evidence. I saw the emotional impact it had upon my aunt and uncle, who were highly credible individuals who did not believe in or did not have an interest in this topic before this occurred. They had never read a book on the topic. Look at Betty's dress, for example. When she returned home after having worn it, just riding in the car, it was her favorite dress. She hadn't worn it very much, but when she returned and she took it off that morning, it was torn from waist to hemline, the lining was. The hem was torn down on one side. There was a big tear, a 2-inch tear, in the stitching at the top of the zipper. And the thick zipper fabric had a 1-inch tear in it. How did that occur? I think that's pretty good evidence, considering
I've totally forgotten that detail. You mean the actual zipper? The fabric around the zipper was torn?
Yes, absolutely.
I totally forgot about that.
Hasn't been brought out. All of the focus has been upon pink powder that grew on that dress after she put it into her closet. But there was very good forensic evidence there that something happened to Betty. And Betty and Barney had conscious, continuous recall of a close encounter with a UFO. It interacted with them by causing code-like buzzing sounds on the trunk of that vehicle. The next day, they found shiny spots that caused a compass needle to spin and spin, meaning there was a magnetic field around the trunk of that car, and we have seen that in other cases that we have investigated at MUFON. The most familiar one is probably the Matthew Reed case of 2009, where although the spots weren't there, there was a magnetic field around the trunk of his car. We have to look at that evidence, and it isn't one piece of evidence. The debunkers, the skeptics always say, show me the smoking gun. Show me the one piece of evidence. It isn't one piece of evidence. It is the preponderance of evidence, the collection of evidence that you have, and this repeating evidence that you see over and over again in these cases. You have to look at the credibility of the witnesses. You have to look at the physical evidence. The tops of Barney's best dress shoes were so deeply scraped that he had to purchase new shoes after the event that occurred that night. There are other things. Betty recalled observing symbols on that craft. I asked her to sketch those symbols for me in the year 2000, and she did. Took her a while, took a couple of weeks to remember them, but she sketched a few that she remembered, and they were published in my book with Stanton Friedman, Captured, the Betty and Barney Hill UFO Experience. Well, Don C. Dondarry, a professor at McGill University, psychology professor, was doing a study, had done a study in 2004. No one had ever seen Betty's symbols because I kept them in my file cabinet and hadn't shown them to anybody. When Don's study was done, he worked with Stuart Appel from the State University of New York and with Bud Hopkins. And they had three different groups. They had Bud's experiencers who had sketched symbols under hypnosis. And, of course, Bud's ex-wife has challenged that. Also, they had graduate students and two groups of graduate students, one who were hypnotized and made to imagine that they saw symbols on a craft and they should sketch them. Also, a group of graduate students who simply sketched symbols that they thought might be seen on an alien craft. And then all of these symbols that were collected were photocopied on the same paper and presented to a group of graduate students who did an analysis on them, looking for similarities and differences. And in the end, those experiencers in Bud Hopkins' group had symbols that were very, very similar, but were very different from the other two groups, from the groups of graduate students.
Let's cover this further in our next segment with Kathleen Martin. And Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Graphic Converter is the image manipulation tool for the rest of us. It does not use any database. You get full control of all your files. Want to view the images of a folder? Drag it into Graphic Converter and a powerful browser opens up to show your image files. You could use it for slideshows. You could use it to import images from digital cameras or from scanners. Need to do some image editing? You can do that too in Graphic Converter. Also, print catalogs. Convert from so many formats I can't even list them. Download now to see if Graphic Converter is good for you, like 1.5 million other users. Guess what? You could save money when you buy Graphic Converter. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL to get a special price for Graphic Converter. Go to LemkeSoft.com. That's LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
I want to be able to smoke inside, cut down on cigarettes, jog without wheezing, be kissable, and save money.
Then you want LeSig e-cigarettes. Get the highest quality, best tasting vaping experience on the market with unmatched customer service from LeSig. And right now, gobble up this deal. Buy $30 worth of any products and get a starter kit for only $5. Use code SK at checkout. But hurry, offer good only until Thanksgiving at LeSig.com. LeSig.com. Kick some ash with LeSig.
Hi, it's Grant Cameron from PresidentialUFO.com. You're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
So Kathleen Martin was explaining more information about these test results. Would you continue, please?
I certainly will. The team of researchers announced that the similarity of symbols among these experiencers suggests that alien abduction might be real. And what I was stating is that Don Derry saw those symbols in my book for the first time when it was published in 2007. And he did a comparative analysis of those against the symbols that he had collected in his study. And he found that many of Betty's symbols matched the symbols that the experiencers in his study had drawn. So I thought that that was another piece of scientific evidence that this was a real event. I'm not going to say the star map was. I've always had questions about the star map. But when it comes down to this kind of evidence, whether it's part of an academic study or whether it's actual physical or circumstantial evidence, I think it's important.
Well, speaking of physical evidence, we've got a good question from Vimana. And this particular aspect of research and investigation within the abduction field brought out a little bit of tension, I think, in our talk with David Jacobs. And that is the idea of actually wiring up an abductee's house. Actually, this is a question from Technomage. Instead of solely performing hypnotic regression, have you tried to wire up an abductee's house with their permission to obtain evidence of the alien's existence? In other words, you know, now that we have this level of technology and the price point coming down on 4K, 16K cameras that can be hidden in the most inobtrusive places or unobtrusive places, what is your position on attempting to be proactive and attempting to document some of these types of alleged experiences? They tend to happen fairly frequently with some people. What is the state of actual physical surveillance of potential abductees?
We are doing that. And there are several experiencers that I have been working with who have purchased the equipment and have it set up in their homes. I have received film from two individuals And what it shows is these individuals, they seem to be awake, sitting up, hypervigilant on the film, and then all of a sudden, it shuts down. And then what you see is 2 hours or a little more passes. There is no movement. There is nothing on the film. And then all of a sudden, there they are in bed in a different position. So it seems that the cameras are shutting down. I have another film that I received from an experiencer that I've been working with who is able to capture a light orb that seemed to be shooting up out of his floor and went across the room, stopped, and dove down into his body. And then you saw it a little later that it was more like a dust orb or something, but it just shot up. It was not the solid kind of illuminated ball that entered his body. It's very perplexing. I've been able to collect a little bit of this type of evidence.
Based on your years of experience, do you think that this is a potentially productive way of going about monitoring these folks, having maybe redundant systems set up outside that may be able to document the entire scene? I can understand, based on several attempts that I've made in the past, and of course the famous incident of the camera, filming the camera on the Skinwalker Ranch in Utah and having all the wires torn out while the other camera was filming the camera that was attacked and nothing showing up. To me, you have a set of data. If you have a continual turning off of gear or gear failing in some way, if this happens in a continuous pattern showing evidence of data or lack of data, that is data. That's evidence of data to me. So is this something that's a priority for you guys? I mean, dang, the technology is really affordable now.
You know, it is a priority for me. I am into collecting evidence, and I feel that it's extremely important to collect evidence, not just stories, not just correlating information. And so, you know, I think it is very important. I only wish that we had a benefactor, because I believe that if we had an extremely wealthy benefactor or more than one, or even if the government would show an interest in this and fund some kind of project, I think that we would be able to collect a large amount of evidence. If individuals who have undergone these experiences could undergo X-rays or MRIs or CAT scans, if they could undergo a lot of medical testing immediately, then we would be able to acquire more evidence.
Yeah, that would be invaluable.
Absolutely. If we have an experiencer who has not engaged in sexual relations and has the symptoms of pregnancy and then has the symptoms of a miscarriage or abortion and is able to collect tissue samples, wouldn't it be great if we had scientists who would be able to evaluate that immediately? If we had geneticists, but we don't have the funding for that kind of work. Wow. And that is the biggest frustration that I have.
I think it's the Achilles heel of the field.
It absolutely is. Yeah.
Well, here's an idea. It just popped into my mind while we were talking about failing equipment. Has anyone thought about putting a little mini Faraday cage around each of the components of a surveillance system to block all external microwaves, electromagnetic interference, shall we say, which is what a Faraday cage in theory is able to do? You might pass that along to your team out in the field, is to fabricate some little Faraday cages and put it around each of the components of the gear.
You know, that's an excellent idea. It really is an excellent idea. And
they're easy to make. I mean, it's not a big deal.
Yeah, I will pass that on to some of the investigators in the field who might be able to do that kind of thing. We certainly have people like that in MUFON. I think it's also important to do social research. And MUFON is engaged in a social research project right now. If you go to MUFON.com, you will see an experiencer survey And remember the word survey, not questionnaire, because there's also a questionnaire, which is just a very short questionnaire if you want to talk to a member of the experience or research team. But the experiencer survey has 118 questions. It is an expansion of a research project that Denise Stoner and I did in 2012 to identify commonalities among experiencers. And we also had a control group back then, too. We are at the beginning of this research project. So if there are experiencers listening, please go to MUFON.com. It's on the homepage. Just scroll down to Experiencer Survey. It's powered by SurveyMonkey, and we'd certainly appreciate any input that we can acquire. We're hoping to get 1,000 responses. The last time I checked, we had 118, many more that to collect.
Yeah, it'd be great to get up to about, you know, at least in four figures, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here's a question from Vimana. Actually, there's a couple of questions. Both are very good. Are you aware of any encounters, obviously we're talking abduction style, abduction-like encounters, involving mystical or archetypal entities as opposed to your space alien sort of symbol, archetype, or motif?
I actually am, and part of this came from Nancy Talbot's research over in Europe, and there is a crop circle experiencer over there who is also photographing and videoing what appears to be the Virgin Mary, what appears to be Jesus. So there are these religious figures. I have received some photographic evidence from one man of what appeared to be the devil coming up out of the ground. And this individual was having the most horrific experiences that you could possibly imagine. It changes in behavior of a family member.
We've got Kathleen Martin with Gene and Chris. You're in the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there's The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
So here's what happened. I was placing an order online. The site went down. It just stopped responding. It took hours before it returned, but I had already placed the order with another company. If your site goes down, you could lose business. And if you have a business or personal site, you'll want to know it's easy to run and it will stay online. At iWeb, your site is hosted on one of the most reliable networks in the world. Check it out. iWeb.com. That's iWeb.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.